Gamecast from MSN.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to episode 3 of MSN. No, it's more than 3, isn't it, surely?
We've done a few more than that.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to episode whatever. You go and do the maths of MSN Gamecast. My name is Ian Lee. The authoritative voice you heard there was Nick Taylor. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Willow.
And the lady is Verity Burns.
Hi.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Called you the lady. That's come on, it's 2012. You're the girl.
I'm the girl.
lots and lots to talk about. I suggest we do the usual. Let's talk about what we've been playing this month. I haven't played any new game. Oh, no, I have. That's a lie. I played Fez. We'll talk about Fez a bit later on. But I managed to arrange, via social networking sites — BBC always called them social networking sites, Twitter and Facebook, isn't it? Via social networking sites, I managed to get enough people to buy a second-hand copy of Rainbow Six Vegas, the first one, not the disappointing sequel, and had a wicked Rainbow Six tournament the other night online.
Did you win?
I totally kicked some butt. It was awesome. It was really, really good fun. We kind of arranged it through Twitter and our Facebook page and other bits and pieces. There were 14 of us in the total, and a few that couldn't get into the room. We had a couple of hours of like proper old school Rainbow Six. Now, the thing is, Rainbow Six was my favourite game of all time. It's so slow. We've been spoiled by Call of Duties and all of these things. There's no run button. There's no run button.
You're
running
everywhere.
If you're standing up. That's as fast as you can go, like a sort of a quick walk. And if you're crouching, it's a very slow shuffle. And it's very slow. It's very time consuming. And for 20 minutes, I'm thinking, this has been a terrible mistake. Then after 20 minutes, it suddenly clicked and it became just the most awesome game. Team kills were on. It's always fun when you respawn to shoot a few of your teammates in the back, keep them on their toes. And it was wonderful. We had a couple of hours of just wonder. So I suggest, if you're listening to this and you want in, go and buy it. It's got to be the disc version. The download version doesn't work with the disc version. The disc version of Rainbow Six Vegas, the first one, you'll get it for like £2 in game. We'll talk about them later on. Go to facebook.com/MSN Gamecast, and the next time we do one, I shall be posting up there when it's going to be.
Awesome. I have this still somewhere, I think.
Do it
at home. Yeah.
It's so much fun because it is so slow. And it looks a bit rough. This kind of got me thinking, when is a game retro? Because I write for the excellent Retro Gamer magazine, and there is always, if they ever do a piece about an Xbox game, original Xbox game, or a PlayStation game, you always get these hardcore people going, what are you doing? GameCube isn't retro. What are you thinking? Retro is SNES and anything prior to that. You can't put a GameCube game or PS1 game in there. But this was a 360 game.
Yeah.
And it felt old. It looked old. It is old. I don't know how many years old it is. It's got to be 7 years. 7 years, I would have thought. Does that make it retro? Possibly not. But it's just so slow and so clunky and wonderful.
Does it even have a cover system? I can't remember too well now. Are you just limited to hiding a little bit?
You can hide behind walls.
Yeah.
And you could do that before. You could do it in Call of Duty, I think. You can hide behind walls and turn around and shoot.
Yeah.
You can scan in your face. It was the only game, I think, where you could scan in your face and be a weird, boggle-eyed version of you running around. It doesn't look anything like you, but it's good fun. And it's just wonderful. I guess the first point of for the Facebook people listening, and we'll get onto the Facebook page, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. I've got a headache and I'm high on aspirin, so I'm in a mood. is what makes a retro game? Does it make it a retro game? I think it does. I think that 360 games and PS3 games, I think, can be retro.
Yeah, but then if you go back to that era, that's around about the time that Gears of War came out, for instance.
Yep.
And I couldn't imagine calling Gears of War retro.
When was the last time you played the first Gears of War game?
Well, yeah, donkeys years ago.
Well, exactly. Play it, go and play it. Play it this month.
Sure.
And then comment on the Facebook page. I bet you'll be surprised by the clunkiness of it. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Because we're up to 3 now, aren't we? Yeah. I would think you'll be surprised and go, how on earth could I sit through this slow nonsense?
Yeah. True.
I wondered that at the time.
The thought of it in my head.
Yeah.
And I think Gears of War, and I think modern.
Yeah.
You know,
like
sort of that, the start of the sort of shooters that we have now, really.
In the last few years, they have come on. And it is Call of Duty that's kind of pushed the running around shooting things into completely new realms. You okay, Verity? Just checking you updating your Facebook status?
I'm checking to make sure nobody's come in and asked us any questions.
This is it. We're getting a live feed
live
from Twitter.
Live feed from Twitter, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Have a go at Gears of War, Nick, and comment on the Facebook page.
I will do, yes.
You think, Verity? What have you been playing this month, if indeed anything?
I've been playing Fez.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you reckon? Emperor's new clothes or wonderful?
Love it. I love right. it. I just think it's... I think it's so... I was trying to find the right words for it earlier. I was talking to Nick about it. And I don't know any other word to describe it apart from lovely. I love the styling of it. I think I've still got some way to go. I was looking at on some forums earlier, trying not to look at too many spoilers. But it seems it's going to get a whole lot trickier to
So this is Xbox Live only.
Xbox Live Arcade, yeah.
And just describe it a bit, because if you've not seen it, because someone, I was tweeting the other day, bored, don't know what to do. Charlie Brooker tweeted, "Go and buy Fez and thank me later." And it was, I had no clue as to what it was. So give us a little description.
Basically, you're this little character called Gomez, who is ridiculously cute, and you're in a 2D world. And so you do one level in 2D, and you have to climb to the top of the village because your mate Geezer's at the top.
That took me ages. It took me ages to do that bit.
Your friend Geezer's at the top, and he says, "Hey, it's a special day." And this cube appears, this glowing cube, and starts talking, and then it explodes, basically. Mm. And this turns your flat world into a 3D world. So basically, you can, using the shoulder buttons at the top, you can manipulate the world. It looks like a cube. So everything that you're looking at is like, is just only just one side of the cube.
Yeah.
And so when you...
It's hard concept to grasp, isn't it?
It is, but when you start using it, so what looks like... it's something's far away, you change the way you're looking at it, and it can be really close, or two ladders that look like they're really far away can actually form
now,
one
you have described
one.
It perfectly there, but if you're listening to it, you've not seen it, you probably still won't get it from that description, because it's such a hard concept to explain.
Yeah.
And also, it's done like a Commodore 64 style. It's like proper old school.
Yeah, really nice.
It looks amazing,
school,
doesn't it? And the sound and everything.
The soundtrack is amazing.
Wonderful.
It's like NES style.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. But basically you have to collect this cube. Is apparently like the center of the universe or something, and it's exploded. And actually, when it explodes, you think your Xbox is broken.
Oh, yeah, because it resets. This is the time to, you go back to the main menu.
It's
all very odd, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought literally something had gone wrong, so I went back into it, and then I realised what had actually happened is you change from your 2D world to the 3D world, and you could start looking around in different ways. But
I like
that
sort of thing. Games that mess with your console.
Yeah.
And because it goes back to the old Metal Gear Solid one. Mm. Where, I think it's Metal Gear Solid 2 that did that with the fight against, what was he, Praying Mantis or something like that? Psycho Mantis. Where he took over your controller and you had to work out the fact that until you switched the controller into a different port, he knew exactly what moves.
That's cool.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, because he had like sort of mind reading skills, you see. So it took ages, and then you thought, "Oh right, I get it." Yeah, switch into that, and then suddenly he can't read your mind.
Right, right, but, genius.
That would be cool for the Facebook if you can think of any other games where it really messes with the actual hardware of what you're playing.
Excellent suggestion. Yes, facebook.com/MSN Gamecast.
And I just think it's so that you've got to collect all these little bits of the cube, and there's 33 cubes. And 8 little bits in every cube. So there's quite an expansive world out there that you go through different doors, and it takes you to different parts of these worlds to find these little bits of cubes, and there's also other bits and bobs to collect as well. But from what I've read, there's things such as hidden QR codes, so you have to get a QR reader on your phone. Read a QR code, that'll give you some
sort of... Is that those black and white barcode
those little things you see
on... Is that what they're called?
Yeah, QR codes. And so you scan those using something on your phone, and it'll give you like a code to... A bit like left, right, up, down, you know, to do. And then you get like a little noise, and then that unlocks different things. Haven't actually got that far in yet.
I played it for a bit, and I've not gone back to it. I need to go back to it to see if it's a one-off. And I got a bit motion sick.
Did you?
Yeah, with this, I do quite often get motion sick with games, but the whole spinning around, it made me feel a little bit uncomfortable within my body, and I had to stop playing. Do you know what I mean?
It flicks quite quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I haven't actually played it yet, but I've seen some gameplay trailers, and that effect where as the screen revolves on itself, it's quite a kind of snappy effect, and I can see where you might get that from. How closely do you sit?
No, I'm quite a way back from the TV, lying on the sofa. I'm like this. I was doing the other day. I was playing a game, but I was playing Rainbow Six, and my controller, my hands behind my head, so confident I was with the controls, and I was playing it like that with the controls behind my head. That's a relaxed way to play a game.
Freestyling.
I was total freestyling.
I like it.
I just did the clicky finger thing, but it didn't work. Hang on. That was my watch strap, but we'll pretend. So Fez
I'm really in love with it.
It's set the world alight, hasn't it? It's certainly the big thing on Twitter.
Yeah, it's, everyone seems to be really enjoying it. And I'm from what I can tell from the forums, there's a definite whole different level of depth to come.
Right.
Codes and number crunching and code breaking and things like that. Now, so I think you can complete the game at one level or you, at the 32 cube level, and I think there's a 64 cube level. So I think there's if you want to push it further, you can. Although
now, when I mention on Twitter, what should we talk about? Because let's be honest, we don't do any research or planning for this. It's all done by the listeners. It's true. A lot of people said, talk about Fez versus Journey. Now, Journey is the PlayStation Network game that I've not seen or don't know anything about, but apparently it's one or the other. Do you know anything about this, Nick?
Yeah, well, I spoke about Journey last month, which I'd been playing.
You did, it's the one where you're in the desert, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And that's a much more sort of floaty, ethereal experience for me. I need to play Fez. I'm a bit behind the curve. I haven't got a hold of it yet. But Journey is more about... it's kind of a chill-out game, really.
Yeah.
It's like those sort of 90s trance albums, but in game format. You just sort of lie back and you're floating through the desert. And you are solving puzzles, but you're almost not aware that you're doing it because it's so seamless. It just it makes for just a really nice, relaxed gaming experience. Same people that did Flower, that's right, yeah. So I see the comparison in that they're both really original approaches to gaming, or certainly original compared to all of the shooters that are on the shelves in the main gaming shops. But I don't think it's one or the other.
No.
We should totally write a game, man. We should get a game on Xbox or PlayStation Network or both.
Hey, do you know how we do it? We've got to go on Kickstarter. This is one of the things I've got to now talk about later.
Yes.
But Tim Schafer, he put his latest game idea, and to be fair, he's a little better known than we are for games development. But he put his latest idea up on there, and he had a target of $400,000.
Right.
To get this thing produced.
What, did he get about half that? Something.
He met that target within 7 hours.
Excuse me?
He exceeded it. And he's got like sort of tons more than that now.
Okay, forget us writing a game. We should just go on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Let's go on Kickstarter with a target of, I'm not greedy, £50,000, split three ways. And
sounds
if
good.
We exceed that, I get that. Don't think about it too much, Nick.
Okay.
You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. But
you're right. There's been quite a few examples of games companies going on Kickstarter and getting a shedload of money.
Absolutely.
Well, this guy, the guy that did Fez, well, apparently it's been in kind of production for about 15 years. Mm. It's kind of started off in 1997, and then I was looking back at he posted on a forum back in 2007 saying, you know, this is like posting up some of his first kind of screen grabs. And I think it's taken some time to get there, but I think it is like quite a small project that's become a massive, massive game and
I've
great
got to
success.
Check it out.
It's definitely worth having a crack. Nick, what have you been playing?
I've been playing another Xbox Live Arcade game, Trials Evolution. The new version of Trials.
That's the motorcycle.
That's right.
Stunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it motorcycle
it's
or bicycle? Motorcycle.
Yeah, motorbikes. Yeah, it's motocross in ridiculous places. It's like that
Junior Kickstart. 80s. We used to call it back
yeah,
in the day,
Junior
yes.
Kickstart. Exactly.
I used
yeah.
to love Junior Kickstart. You don't remember it, do you? Mm-hmm. It's mental, right? It was just kids on motorbikes, but like climbing up, like blocks and going up a ramp and then driving over a pencil and then doing a wheelie down a river. It was amazing.
It was brilliant. I loved it. I loved that.
I used to be well into it. Peter Purvis.
Yeah, and this makes it. Well, it makes me feel like I'm on it. I always wanted to go on that show when I was a kid, but unfortunately, I couldn't ride a motorbike.
No, that will be a big downfall.
Yeah, it's a barrier to entry,
yeah.
really. But I was riding these things on Trials, thinking about Junior Kickstart. Anyway, it's it's a sequel to Trials HD, and it's a really good one. It's been expanded so that it's got a format a bit like the old style Burnout games,
right.
where you have to win medals to progress through each stage and unlock the next license up, so you can do harder and harder ones as you go through. All the backgrounds are bizarre, so for some reason you find yourself riding this motorbike through a battlefield with bombs flying all over it.
Of course, you do.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously,
makes
sense. People do motocross in those sort of places all the time. And but the main thing about it is the sort of swoopiness of it. Every stage is a bit like a roller coaster. There's a lot of swoopiness.
The swoopiness.
Yeah,
it's got rating high on the swoopiness factor. Is it?
I'd give it about 9
wow.
at least
Wowzers.
For swoopiness, definitely. And so it's great. Each level only takes a minute to play, and the objective is just get to the end as quick as you can. But there's loads of obstacles that you have to time just right. The controls are really, really simple. It's just accelerate, brake, and lean the rider forward or backward, right, which affects your balance. Yeah. And that's all that you have to worry about.
Terrible music, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those really rubbish soundtracks that I thought we'd left behind about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Rap metal type thing going on.
It's when they learn.
Yeah, sort of sub Limp Bizkit, really. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it for that, but yeah, play it with the sound down, and it's a really great game. And there's a huge area of it where you can create your own tracks,
right?
Little Big Planet style, and that's
and then
really
can you post them online?
And absolutely, right. Yeah. The track creator is the same one that the game developers use, so you can make them exactly the same. There's some really, really elaborate ones up there already. Although everyone seems to be trying to make them as hard as they possibly can.
Well, mine would just be a straight line. I would just do a really straight... I wouldn't have any swoopiness in it at all.
None at all?
No.
Just a little swoop towards the end?
No swoops.
Fair enough.
I think swooping is overrated, my humble opinion. Yeah.
That's quite controversial.
I know. Facebook, let us know what you think about that.
So I've been playing that, and that's great and well worth a download for 1,200 points. The other thing, a little preview of Resistance on the Vita.
Oh, okay.
So this is proper first-person shooter action on a portable handheld. Just played the first three levels of that, and it is just a preview at the moment because this isn't out until June time. But I hope it gets a bit better.
Oh, controversial from Nick Taylor of MSN there. Why?
Well, at the moment it's just a bit... bland, right. Really. It's you know,
nothing new coming.
There's just so many shooters, aren't there?
Yeah.
You know, you need something really clever and really outstanding. And this one, it tells the story, the Resistance story, from a slightly different slant. And you're this firefighter who's there when the original alien invasion happens, and so you're caught up in it. And within 30 seconds, you've picked up an alien gun and you're blasting away as if you've been doing it all your life. And I want to see the aliens a bit more intelligent, because at the moment they'll just sort of wander off past you sometimes and not present enough of a challenge in that way, really. The weapons are really, really cool.
Yeah.
It looks great. There's some limitations because it's on a mobile platform, like bodies disappear, for instance. And I haven't seen that on the game for ages. Oh, well, not on a home console, obviously. But you shoot one and he's down for a second and then body disappears. Obviously they have to do that because of the limitations. So it's interesting to see where the Vita can't quite compare with home consoles. But it's
still a cracking machine, the Vita. I've been loving it. I've been having a go on, you know, just playing some bits and pieces. And it's a fantastic machine.
Do you know the thing that bothers me about it the most is the touchscreen? And it's not that it has one, because I think touchscreen's awesome, but it's that developers seem to try to shovel in as much as they can.
Yeah.
And that's the case with this one. You've got a grenade launcher, and so you have to tap on the screen where you want the grenade launcher to shoot.
No good.
And I'm thinking, well, you've got this lovely dual stick setup, which is perfect for doing all of that with. I don't need to be pressing this screen.
They do cram these things in just to show that they know how it works and stuff, and I don't think there's any need for it at all.
Absolutely. But it's a solid first-person shooter at the moment from what I've seen of it. But it's not got anything that's made me go wow in the same way that Uncharted on the Vita has done. You know, it just needs a little bit more of a bit more spectacle to it. I would say.
Verity, anything else you've been playing?
No, not really. No, I was going to say that Fez is only 800 points.
Now, what did we just watch? We watched a trailer for a game there, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's
true. It looked pretty darn good.
Dishonored from the
not set in the 1600s, like you told us.
Not strictly, no.
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 Vaguely that, linked to the 1600s.
Kind of inspired by 1600.
So what was it called? Dishonest?
Dishonored. You play this chap who finds himself in a cell. And he was meant to be protecting the royal family, or some person in the royal family anyway. And they ended up dead.
He's
been blamed on you. And so you've been dishonoured.
You've been dishonoured, because I'm guessing it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
But looks amazing.
Yeah,
it does look amazing.
Robots.
Yeah. Yep.
trains,
bullet time,
crazy like supernatural powers. So
yeah, you've got a scar on your hand that fires out things.
Yeah, and stuff. It's like Max Payne meets Assassin's Creed. Really, there are lots of running on rooftops and stuff like that. And but yeah, then bullet time and silly weapons.
But then you were saying, I don't know if I'm saying anything off the record, then slap me. That an insider has seen the game and is worried that it won't. They won't be able to do it. It's just they're too ambitious.
Our guy on the games channel went to see a preview build of it, first couple of levels, and yeah, his concern was whether they could achieve the ambitious scale of the game, because it's immense what they're talking about at the moment. It's a huge open world game where the idea is that you can approach the main missions any way you like. You can you can talk your way into places, or you can shoot your way in, or whatever you want to do. You can go through the whole game without shooting anyone.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Even the bosses.
I'm rubbish.
If you choose to play that way. So he was saying, like, sort of, what with all the stunning graphics and this enormous scope and everything, will they actually be able to pull it off? But what they've shown off at the moment looks awesome, so hopefully they will.
2013.
Yeah, there's no date either. It's sometime next year.
The world is going to end in December. Everybody knows that.
Oh, it is,
don't
it?
Don't bother planning games for next year. We ain't going to buy them.
Yeah, that's a downer.
That's a bit of a downer.
Still looks good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the trailer looks lovely. If you haven't seen it, definitely go and
we'll put it on the Facebook page. Speaking of the Facebook page, should we address the thorny issue of the Facebook page? Well, we've only got 434 followers, or likers.
I don't
know. Wicked, right? Without going into the figures, we get, you know, thousands and thousands of downloads of this. Why are you not on the Facebook page? What have we done wrong? What do you want from us on there?
Come and say hello. And then, we're a nice bunch.
We've got feelings. I know Nick was saying, half jokingly, that every time he posts something, we lose likers. It's a true fact. It's a statistic. We can stop Nick posting. Verity can post more. I'll post less. What do you want?
That's fine, yeah. Maybe it's my little picture next to my face that's the problem or something.
You're a good looking guy.
Do I need to change that?
You're a good looking man. Maybe they want nudie pictures of us.
Oh, my word.
But then we did have somebody post on the Facebook page that they were starting listening to Gamecast from the very first one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, kudos there. That's absolutely.
That's amazing.
We need a name check for that.
Was that Hannah? I think it was Hannah, wasn't it? Or maybe I dreamt that.
Rachel Stone.
Rachel Stone. It was Rachel. Of course it was. Starting to listen to all the Gamecast from first episode, currently on number 11. And then 6 days later, are now on episode 23.
That was rapid, wasn't it?
That's insane. Someone needs to go out and get a life.
You say that.
But seriously, tell us. I'm bemused because we do get thousands and thousands of downloads and listeners to this, and we love every one of you. What can we do to get you to come to the Facebook page? I know I've gone off Facebook since the whole timeline fiasco. I don't get it now. What they've done is they made something that's quite fun, and they've made it not much fun, which is fine.
I don't get it when people say they don't get it. I think maybe the pages are a bit different to your personal page. Like, my personal page is fine. I do fine on our Gamecast page. Like, they just put all of people's posts in, like, a small little box, don't they? And you have to expand it to
get it. Yeah, it's rubbish.
But I don't get it.
But why don't you get it?
Because I don't understand it. I don't understand where things are or what is. If I post something, where is it? And then you can highlight it and make it big. But then where are the people's posts? They're over there? What? And I don't even go to my homepage now. I do it on my phone because my phone... It's still the same.
Yeah.
It's old school.
Okay.
So I'm not updating that app. They're not going to get me that way. No way, Tom. No, Tom was MySpace, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, but even then, Tom, you're not going to get me with that. So I don't get it. And I don't get people who say they don't get people who don't get it. I find that offensive. She basically said I'm an idiot.
It's the fan pages are a mess.
Now. Yeah, I think it's the fan. Like, I think the personal pages are, yeah, I think they're fine.
The fan page, but come anyway.
You might win
an Xbox.
We'll
work it out. We'll work it out.
You won't.
We were offering an Xbox the other day.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah, the Star Wars special.
Our Twitter competition, yeah. But, yeah.
Do you know who won?
Lady.
Okay, cool. Moving on. We did, so Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. We'll give the Twitter address later on.
We are going to be hopefully doing more giveaways now on Twitter and things. We've got it all sorted out, so we can.
Excellent.
So, definitely. You know.
What else have we got? A bizarre PlayStation move, the stripping game.
With monkeys.
Yeah. Has been cancelled? What?
Both of these first two stories are about adult monkey games from Japan.
I love those adult monkeys
from
Japan.
What's going on here? Are we going to need a new segment in the show that deals just with this sort of thing?
An adult-only section that kids will have to fast-forward through because it's about sexy monkeys.
Just for Japanese monkey
so
games.
So what on earth was this game?
It was a game that saw players control monkeys that took clothes off of girls using PlayStation Move.
Yeah, but it was a remake, basically. This game actually came out in 96. You're a tiny monkey and you crawl over the body of scantily clad Japanese girls, cutting little squares
out of
their
clothes. This is my thing. I didn't know anyone else was into this. This is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. It turns out there's a whole thriving community in Japan dedicated to getting monkeys to do that sort of thing. They were going to bring it out as part of a combo package of other old school games.
Pac-Man Championship and Galaga Legions.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's right.
And stripping monkey games.
But they've canned it inexplicably. They've decided it's not a good idea.
But you
can see a trailer for it, which just shows just how fantastic this game would have been. So go searching online for videos of Dancing Eyes.
Well, I'm
Dancing
go
Eyes.
I'm going on the internet to look for videos of scantily clad model Yuki Kawamura. Who was going to be her breasts, I think we can say breasts on the internet, were going to be in Super Monkey Ball Vita.
Yes.
They are.
This one's still happening. This one hasn't been canned. So a special limited edition adult map for Super Monkey Ball.
Wow.
Banana Splits.
Because that's what these kids' games need. That's what games that are played by young children need, is more adult maps on there, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Really calls for that. A game that's played mainly by 8-year-old girls,
yep,
I think needs more mature content.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well done, Monkeys
Japan. Rolling over the contours of supermodels. Exactly.
So levels are plastered with pictures of her face and chest with her breasts raised as obstacles for your monkey to roll over. There's the sentence I didn't think I'd be saying again. And that's actually happening. It's definitely happening on the Japanese release. We're still not sure if it's going to be in the European release.
I think it's probably
unlikely.
Quite doubtful.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, is this a new theme? Do we need more random monkey stripping
games? There was a kind of theme in the late 90s of sexy adult games. Mm. I remember one for the Commodore 64. And I will phrase this delicately. You had to waggle the joystick to get a meter, a level to rise, so that a point of satisfaction was reached. I think that's a delicate way of saying it.
Yeah.
There was also Sextris. Do you remember Sextris? And I remember interviewing Pajitnov, the guy that met Tetris, and I said, "Are you aware of Sextris?" And he said, "Yeah, I've seen it. I'm not particularly pleased with it." So basically what it was, it's figures of naked men and women in different shapes, mm-hmm, and you have to get them so they interlock, and then when they do, they move a bit and they disappear, as in Tetris. There was another game, Sam Fox Strip Poker, of course,
yes,
for the Spectrum.
Classic.
There was, and I think the Amiga. Mm. I remember someone lending me an Amiga and someone lending me some discs saying, "You won't want your mum and dad to see these." And I didn't want to see them because it was really bad graphic.
Yeah.
Not sexy at all, you know.
This was the days before the internet, effectively.
My parents bought me, and I can't for the life of me remember what the game was called. My parents bought me a kind of point-and-click adventure game for the PC once, and, yeah, that had some sexy times in it.
Leisure Suit Larry.
But there was Leisure Suit Larry, but it wasn't that
mucky.
One.
It was another one, was there?
Yeah, it was like, you were the main character, was a very scantily clad girl, and
right,
some points during it there was incidents. I just wish I could remember what it was called. So
it's
I could
very
find
delicately
what
put. Incidents.
Talking but it was called something quite, you know, innocent.
Talking of Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
No, he's not.
Possibly. Really?
Possibly. The original is on Kickstarter.
Oh, wow, okay.
So here we go. Tim Schafer's success has been noted, and now every man and his old video game is on Kickstarter.
Great way of putting it.
And yeah, they want to get a remake. They want $500,000.
I never liked Leisure Suit Larry. I thought it was too obvious and common.
Mm. I liked the first couple, and it went rapidly downhill after that. But they were definitely of their time. I'm not sure whether we need it remade now.
No.
I'd be interested to see what it would be like, just because I'm a point and click fan. I'd like to.
It's like when they made Carry On Columbus,
and the
world had moved on. Mm. You know, in the 15, 20 years. You got text there, Verity. You might want to read that if it's anything important. You are going to read it.
I'm turning it off. Look at me, he's trying to be up. So, you know, we've got people's comments and
Twitter.
Stuff.
Let's go to Twitter and let's see what people have suggested.
Carry on talking.
No, seriously, let's get a live feed.
Okay. Hold on.
You're listening to the MSN Gamecast.
Need some music for this.
They'll put some in.
Okay. Well, the most recent one was from James Scott, 1978, asking us to give him a release date for Truckfire.
Truckfire is, I believe, coming out. Should be in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
2013.
Well, we're going to get it on Kickstarter, aren't we?
We're going to get it on Kickstarter. How annoying is it when people say, "Give it"? Do they do this for you? Could you retweet my brother? He's doing a swim to raise money for his local school. Not going to retweet that. Why? I don't know your brother. I don't know his school. Might not be a very good school. I don't want to retweet that. You know, could you do a retweet because I just did a burp for charity? I'm not going to retweet that. Do you get asked to do lots of retweets? I don't.
I can imagine you probably get more. I don't like it when I see people on my Twitter feed write something then just at the end, RT. No, I'll retweet something
if I think it's of worth, I'll retweet it.
I don't need to be told.
Could you do a retweet because me and the girls, we're going to get drunk for homeless children? I'm not going to do that.
I do wonder how you plough through all of these because, I see lots of celebs get tons of these retweets.
Surprisingly, I don't get that many.
Do you actually even bother to read them?
I read all of the tweets I get. I do read all of the tweets I get. I don't follow very many people.
No, you unfollowed everybody at one point.
But I'm back up to about 80 now, 85. Mm. I'd like to get rid of some of them, but it's awkward. Because Twitter tells you when you unfollow people. It tells people when you've unfollowed them now. It does.
It does not.
It does.
Doesn't.
It Ow. Does.
Does it?
If you unfollow me, my Twitter feed will say, at VerityBurns69, whatever your name is, unfollowed you.
No,
it does.
I thought you needed a separate program to get
it
that.
It does.
It doesn't.
It totally, totally does. It won't on your Twitter app on your phone.
It doesn't on the webpage.
It does! What is your problem? This is the second time you've basically sat there and said, Ian, you are a liar. It totally does. You go on twitter.com, I think is the web address.
Is it?
Or .net, .org. Go on twitter.com and you'll update your status and it will say, you've been followed by this, this and this. And
yeah, it says who.
And she unfollowed you.
Doesn't.
It totally does, Verity. I'm really actually properly angry now. Mangry.
This needs to be another bet, I think. We can put this alongside the 3D TV one.
Maybe nobody unfollows me, so I just don't have a...
good life. Okay, let's have a bet on this.
Yeah, I think so.
What's at stake here?
Well, what are you comfortable with risking? How certain do you feel?
I just remembered. Do you remember about a year ago we gave away Duke Nukem?
Oh, yeah.
I must send that out because the guy...
Has he still not got it?
No, the guy emailed me the other day. Said, any chance? Well, yeah, I'll do it. And I took it out and put it on a box and then I put it back. And I must do that later. something suitable.
I don't know. What?
£5.
Five whole pounds.
Oh, you're not that confident all of a sudden, are you? I'm well confident.
Like I said, all I see on Twitter and I go on, I don't use any client on... I don't use, like... any of them. I Hootsuite or anything like that. I use Twitter.
Yes.
I always go into my into my little thing where it says who's followed me, who's retweeted me, who's tweeted me back.
Yes.
Never seen.
You
unfollowed.
Because I am going to unfollow you.
You don't follow me anyway.
I'm going to follow you and then unfollow you.
You unfollowed me in your big unfollowing thing like a year ago.
I followed you. I follow you, don't I, Nick?
Yeah, you follow him. Don't follow me.
Me and Nick are pals. I went to his house once. I've never been to your house.
Wow.
He's not been to my house. He's not invited. It didn't go very well, to be honest. He's never done it since. Anyway, video games. It's all here. The Spectrum is 30 years old.
It is.
It is. And I certainly didn't do anything to celebrate it, but I did. Google did a very good George and the Dragon Spectrum style-y.
That was
nice.
Lovely.
Yeah,
yeah. We did something. We have an ace feature of the best ever Spectrum games.
You did? So, have a look at that. That's good. Yeah. How do people find that?
Yeah, great.
Really went down really well.
No, I'll ask the question again. How do people find it?
How
did people find it? How did people find it? They liked it? Good.
Yeah.
How do people find it?
Go to MSN Games, which is games.uk.msn.com.
Oh, yeah, no, they liked it. What? Sorry, Nick. Give us that URL again.
MSN Games, which is games.uk.msn.com.
Or you can pop it on the Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page. Go there, and then while you're there, like us as well.
Yeah. There you go.
So desperate.
Two birds, one stone.
But the Spectrum is a cracking machine, and I'm a huge fan of it. And at some point, oh, I know what I'm doing. My wife and children are going away for 4 days. I'm getting my Spectrum Plus 2 out of the attic, and I'm having a little session.
Which game goes in first?
I might have a little bit of Daily Thompson, to be honest. Game, but I just
don't like decathlon.
Yeah, a little bit of button bashing.
Nice.
Will be good. Or I quite liked Rambo as well. Again, a flawed masterpiece.
I liked Cobra. Cobra was good.
Yeah. It is good, the Spectrum. The Spectrum and I do have such a soft spot for those old machines, and I always. Although I did an interview for something, I don't know what it was for. And they said, you're a retro fan. What is the golden age of gaming? And it's now, isn't it? It's got to be now, because the 360 in particular, because that's what I use, but also the PlayStation 3, they do everything now. You can play Commodore 64 games you can play Jetpack on the 360. You can watch TV. You can download movies. It now is surely the and I'm a huge fan of the old consoles and things, but now is the golden age. This is because you've got everything in one box.
Yeah, it's just it's lost a little bit of its innocence in a way.
Yeah,
hasn't
definitely.
It, really?
Well, speaking of losing its innocence, Microsoft are saying they're going to launch TV style adverts on Xbox Live.
Yeah,
which has been coming for a long time, I think, and people have been kind of dreading it. But I don't really see a problem with it at all. What does it say here? It's going to TV style advertising with 15 to 30 second spots set to run within TV and video apps. So it's not necessarily going to interrupt games, although I suspect that will come at some point in the future.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Is this the sort of the way in for that kind of advertising, so that you're playing a car racing game, and when you get to the end of the track, you get a message from our sponsors and add to sit through that.
Especially like when you're paying
when you're paying 40 quid for a game, I think that could be slightly unfair. And it's funny, isn't it, how we want everything so instant. When you go to YouTube now and you've got to watch an ad for 30 seconds, you can skip it in 10 seconds. It's that frustrating, but I want to watch a man sticking his head up an elephant's anus now! want everything now. I mean, mixed thing. I don't really see a massive problem. It would be good if they reduced the cost of Xbox Live, the subscription, if they're going to do that.
Although I'd just rather just pay the money and not have them.
Yeah, it would be good if there was a two-tiered option where you pay the 40 quid, excuse me, or you whatever it is, maybe pay a little bit more, 50 quid a year. I still think 40 quid a year is nothing, if that's what it is. Is that what it is?
It is, like that. It's very reasonable.
Maybe you pay a little bit more for that, or maybe you pay 15 quid a year and you get adverts. I think that's kind of a fair...
Yeah. Like a Spotify model.
Yeah, sort of. They won't do that, of course. And it's interesting because TV adverts... No one watches TV adverts anymore because you Sky Plus it or you TiVo it and you just scoot through it. So TV adverts are kind of failing. And everyone is looking for the new advertising phenomenon. Mm. And I think this is probably going to be it. I don't see a massive... I can live with that.
They do bother me, though. Like you say, in the YouTube style of things, when you have an ad on at the beginning, my attention span has got smaller as things have progressed with internet and games and everything like that. There's more and more stuff coming in. And I can't focus on these sort of things like we used to.
Both of these machines, the PlayStation and the Xbox, are becoming...
They're becoming
the entertainment thing, aren't they? It's the thing you have under your TV. More so than Skyboxes, I think, to a certain extent. It could go that way, or Sky are now allowing you to stream movies. Because Netflix is on there, Love Film.
Yeah.
Are these both on PlayStations as well? They are,
yeah,
aren't they
are,
I think. The iPlayer is on there, 4 on Demand. Yeah. There's loads of other kind of smaller movie and
Sky
TV.
Sky Player as well. You can watch all of your Sky channels through your Xbox now.
If you're depending on your subscription
with
Sky.
You need an extra room subscription or something, which I've not got.
Yeah.
Netflix or Love Film? I don't know which way to go. Someone mentioned this on the Facebook. They wanted to talk about this. I can't remember who it was. Someone asked... Paul Kavanagh. It's not gaming as such, but surely with services like Netflix and Love Film, the days of traditional video library are numbered. Well, Blockbusters is struggling, I think.
Yeah.
Shut
our
down
local ones
rate.
Closing down. Yeah, yeah. And I suspect that their service where they send out DVDs is on the way now that everyone streams. There are lots, I noticed on the 360, and I'm sure it's the same for the PlayStation, lots of these little sort of smaller apps. There's like, I think one called In Your Face or something, or loads of different like TV and movie and indie things and stuff like that. If you've spotted one, dear listener, that you think is being overshadowed by Netflix and Love Film, facebook.com/MSNGamecast, let us know. Because there was suddenly a huge rush of apps, and I'm on the mailing list that keeps saying, this and this is being released this week. You know, tons of stuff. That I think some of the smaller ones are in danger of becoming overshadowed. So if there's any that you've seen, that we haven't picked up on and you think are worth having a look, then let us know. Good to see. What else have you got for us? The Football Manager.
Yes, this is the Android version of it came out about 10 days ago as we record this. And there was this report on Eurogamer which said the developer, Sports Interactive, is saying that it's been pirated to such an extent that for every one copy they sell, 9 copies have been pirated.
This is specifically the Android version?
This is
Android
platform, because the guy in charge there, Miles Jacobson, was saying that, in his opinion, Android has no working copy protection. It's remarkably easy for these games just to be copied across. And
you would have thought in the digital kind of medium it would be easy to put protection on, wouldn't it?
Well, the Android platform's very open, isn't it?
Right, of course, yeah.
So I guess that's the issue they're running into.
They need those things that they used to get for the Spectrum, those coloured charts with like about 1,000 different colours, and it would say X13, and you'd have to go there and go, it's green, and you'd have to type in the code, or a lens lock or something. They should do.
Definitely, yeah, like those circular ones, and you had to turn each tab to a certain space. They used to be in a football game, actually, like Premier Manager back in early 90s.
I remember one of those.
And you had to tally up the different football shirts that came up on the screen so they matched, and then you got a code that you could type in.
There was one as well where you had like that sort of red transparent paper and you had to put it over something and it would give you a secret code or something.
That's
what they need.
Definitely.
Send that to them, they can have that.
Awesome. Well, that's that solved then.
We'll ring them up.
Is anything we've said today of any use or interest to anyone apart from us three? Is it? Okay,
definitely.
I do worry sometimes that we talk...
Absolutely fine.
The Twitter row, I think that was
completely
at the
top. Resistance.
Somebody mentioned Football Manager on Twitter, Shane Hanlon, at the Danvers. He said, should mention that the update from Football Manager 12 has ruined the game. Have you had an update to Football Manager 12?
I haven't.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
I haven't actually seen the update, personally. Mm. So, does he say it's ruined it?
No, it says you should mention how the update for Football Manager 12 has ruined the game.
Let us know on the Facebook page. We'll talk about it next time.
There we go.
Oh, look, very quickly, you've mentioned on the Facebook page the games people like. I've put Ghostbusters. That was a cracking game.
That was good, actually.
He signed me.
That was good. It was the whole thing of actually trapping them in the beams, I remember.
Starquake, really cool. Paul says Starquake, Batman, Whizball, Boulder Dash was a cracking game. Horace Goes Skiing was awful.
No, it was an awful game. I was going to back him up on Horace. It was a Frogger rip-off, sure.
It was awful. I was on Sky News. I'm on there sort of every other week or so reviewing the papers with the lovely Eamon Holmes and a delightful lady called Charlotte, who seems quite young and quite proper. And we're talking about video games. There's a story about video games. And she went, I still love Horace Goes Skiing. And it just came, it was such a curveball. It came from nowhere. She's lovely, but she went up in my estimation 100%. Daniel... wants to know the best noise, the best crash message. The crash messages were always great fun. I used to love the loading sound as well of a Spectrum game.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Well, it was enjoyable and scary at the same time because you never knew if the game was actually going to load at the end of it. And everyone had their own method of ensuring that a game would load.
Yeah,
mine tend to involve just sitting still, holding my breath.
Yeah,
definitely not touching the joystick, or really even looking at it. Ideally,
I remember once stroking my dragon to try and get it to load a game. I was 9 years old, man. Come on, I was probably 11. And another thing, sometimes you had to push. You had to keep your finger on the play. If there was a bit of the tape where it was a bit wobbly, you had to keep your finger on the play button to push the heads forward a little bit so it would read. It would read through it.
You
complain about having a 15-second advert before something. You could literally spend a day getting the blooming game to load.
See, that's what's happened to my attention span. Wouldn't happen now. I remember Biorhythms as well, which has been mentioned.
What was Biorhythms?
Biorhythms came with my 48K. I think they gave it away with the package. It was meant to somehow read your natural rhythms, your
biorhythms.
Yeah,
I think they're called.
Was it Carcadian or something? Like those things that exist somewhere. And tell your future or something like that.
Yeah, of course, the Spectrum game can tell your future, isn't it?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
At the time, we'd have gone, wicked, a Spectrum game's going to tell my future. It's awesome.
It was amazing. I think I tried to do it once and it was too complicated.
Daniel Rain has asked, where do you sit when you play consoles? Do you drag a chair close to the TV that causes your girlfriend to tut when you leave it there?
Stretched out on the sofa. I'm lucky enough to have a 42-inch television, and I stretch out on the sofa. And as I said, if I gave my hands behind my head, the controller behind my head, like Chuck Berry playing the guitar behind his head. I'm kind of the Chuck Berry.
I've never known anyone.
Does
it not like mess with your coordination a bit?
I would. I think it would.
It's a game where I know the controls really, really well, Rainbow Six. Once I worked out that that's not actually throwing a bomb, that's going to put your heat-seeking thing on. You know the controls really well. Because then it's like just going, and then it's become like being Lawnmower Man. You enter the zone and you become one with the game.
Yeah. There's no barrier between
Barry. You become one with the game, nice. And it's part of your chi. Yeah. Your chakras align, and your biorhythms predict your future.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Amazing.
Well, I'll definitely try it now.
Where do you play yours, Verity?
On my sofa. Just normal.
Sitting up or lying down?
Kind of slouched down a bit, usually in the dark, because the boy's in bed, and I have to turn the sound down and keep it quiet.
I have a big round chair that I put in front of the telly if it's a game with very small text. Because my eyes are rubbish, and I like to sit on my sofa because I can relax. But if I need to read what's going on, then I'm like a little old man. I have to huddle up.
I don't read anything that's on screen.
Don't you?
I've got no interest. I've said this before.
Yeah, but what if it's like an RPG or something? You need to read what sort of magic shield you just found.
Oh, for goodness sake. The game will work itself out for you. I don't want to go. I hate those games as well where you've got to go up to people in bars and press A to talk to them. Hello, sir. What are they doing here? I have nothing to offer you. Speak to the bearded gentleman over there. No, I don't want to.
I skip through those quickly,
though.
That's why I have to read, you see, because I have subtitles on, so I can just read it.
Yes,
really,
if it's important, they'll let you know later in the game.
You have a very laissez-faire attitude, then.
I am. I watched I think the first ever episode of Thumb Bandits, which was a terrible, terrible gaming show I did years and years ago. It wasn't what we were told it was going to be. And I watched it, and it was just hideous. But there's me reviewing a game. What game was it we reviewed? I don't know. And I came out with the line, as you probably know, I don't like stories in games. What an idiot. I thought, he's right. I don't like stories.
No,
he
you
was
said
me.
That to me.
I don't like
when
stories.
Whenever I started talking about something last week, you were like, yeah, I'm bored now. Can you stop talking about the story?
I don't like stories in games. I don't like it.
It's because they're so often so badly written.
If
it was a really good story, like in a good movie that really drew you in, and you know, then it would be worth it.
I'd watch a movie. I like movies to have a good story. Take Cover. Have you seen Take Cover?
No.
Oh, it's good. Watch it. I totally misunderstood the ending. I tweeted I watched it, and someone said, oh, what happened in the ending? And I said, and he wrote back going, lol, no, it didn't. And I thought, oh, he's probably right. I totally misunderstood the end. I was in tears in my eyes at the end, and it turns out I was crying for no reason.
What's it about?
Well, it's about a guy who thinks that the end of the world is coming. Mm. Now, is he actually predicting it, or is he having a mental breakdown? It's one of those two things. And it is a brilliant, really well acted, really beautiful film. But I got the ending wrong.
I've had somebody on Twitter saying that they disagree with you. They think Trials Evolution is rubbish, repetitive, and the fault system is cheap.
Nick, you're fired.
It's meant to be repetitive. That's the whole point.
Hang on. You liked Trials, didn't you? Nick, rehired.
Thank you.
Verity, you're fired.
Why am I fired?
You're hired. I'm fired.
It's designed to be repetitive. You go into a level, it lasts for 1 minute, and the idea is that you've got the medal-based system, of bronze, silver, gold that you always get, and so you want to get through fast enough to get the gold. And it's really beautifully designed. The level design's brilliant, so as soon as you crash, it's just one button press, takes you straight back to the beginning, you have another go, and before you know it, you're in this cycle and this sort of rhythm of just like keep trying the level over and over again. And
would you do me a favour, Nick?
Yeah.
Would you try playing Trials with your hands behind your head?
Like this. Okay.
Seriously, make sure you're comfortable. Don't do it as force. It's got to be comfortable. Uh-huh. Seriously, it's going to be weird for a few minutes, and then suddenly you're going to be playing better than you've ever known, and then you're going to realise why.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that and play Gears of War 1.
Thank you. Do that. Right, let's give out the Twitters. I'm at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. Verity, where can people follow you?
At MSN Tech Verity.
Nick?
At MSN Tech Nick.
And it's NIK.
NIK, that's me.
Facebook.com/MSN Gamecast.
Yeah.
Verity's raising her hand. There's a PS.
No, well, yeah, I put it on the Facebook page, to be fair, and there was a bit of backs and forwards, but I just had to say how excited I was.
Off your post. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Go on.
I forgot about it as well. How excited I am about the Epic Mickey the sequel that's coming to the 3DS. It's going to be a kind of follow-on from Castle of Illusion.
On the Mega Drive, which is one of your favourites.
I loved it. I'm just excited about that. That's all I really needed to say.
Mickey's Wild Adventure was the one I liked on the PlayStation, which was good. When's that coming out? Do we know?
Power
of Illusion?
Is this year?
Oh, there is a date for that.
Yeah,
but it escapes me at the moment.
I read a review of what sounds like a brilliant but very short 3DS game. Sorry. Welcome to MSN Gamecast. We're back. That ending was a false ending. It's like a horror story with the diary. You have like a diary. It's like AR? What does AR mean? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Augmented reality.
That's it, yeah. And so like you've got...
This is the Heroes of Ruin.
It looked brilliant. So you've got to film it. You look at the diary and then you see something coming out. The diary's on fire or something. So you go to touch it and then a hand comes out of the diary and grabs for you. That's all I know about it. Could be rubbish beyond that, but that sounds
wicked.
I had
a little read about it. It looks
good,
something.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it says it's very short. That's its downside. But at last, a game that's incorporating... What is it?
AR.
Into its gameplay. So don't know anything. Everyone at home is going, I could do better than that, idiot. You probably could, but you're not here. But it looks quite decent now. I might...
Yeah, I hadn't actually heard of it until you mentioned it, and I had a little look.
When's that?
I don't know. You're the expert.
Just heard of it.
Facebook.com/MSN Gamecast. Tell us what we're doing wrong. Because we're obviously doing something wrong, otherwise we'd have more likers. Get us on iTunes. You can subscribe, then unsubscribe, then subscribe again, please. Mm-hmm. And leave nice comments, because it all kind of helps with our figures and stuff like that, and we do like that. And if they go to the MSN page, where should they go to look at your other works?
Go to MSN and click on Games, or you can go direct by going to games.uk.msn.com.
Until next month, ta-ta.
Bye.
Gamecast from MSN.